Hey there. Have you seen how we read poems differently now? It's not only about books. These days, rather than buying a poetry book of a new poet and reading it, we prefer reading poems on about Instagram and Facebook. Let's talk about why is this going on. We all have come across this scenario where while we are scrolling either FB or Insta, suddenly a short and sweet poem pops up. It's quick, it's catchy, and it fits right into your busy day. That's the magic of social media poetry. We're all about those bite-sized poems that you can snack on while waiting for the bus or chilling during a lunch break. But why are we choosing our phones over books? Well, social media is like a poetry buffet. You get a variety of flavors, and it's super easy to find something that clicks with you. Plus, these poems often come with cool pictures or backgrounds that make them pop on your screen. It's like a poetry party happening right in your pocket. Now, it's not that traditional books are losing their touch. Nope, they're just sharing the stage with our online pals. Poets are facing a challenge: how to say big things in a small space. It's like fitting a heartfelt message into a tiny tweet or Facebook post. It's a game of words and creativity. And guess what? I recently had some of my poems published in newspapers. Yep, the old school kind made of paper. Even though we're all about the internet, there's something special about flipping through pages and stumbling upon a poem. It's like finding a treasure in a hidden cave of words. So, whether you're into books or scrolling through your social media, poetry is still rocking our world. It's changing its outfit to fit our fast-paced lives, and that's pretty cool. Whether it's on paper or on a screen, poetry is finding its way into our hearts, making us feel things one tiny verse at a time. Thy.